Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Get right to it.
What's going on, Alamo City Muay Talk fans? As always, I'm your host, Ryan D. Aklon, Ryan680.
I'm Andrew
Thakhalian. And this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. Thank you so much for making this a party day. You know what to do, guys. Like, subscribe, and let us know, guys. We love talking movies with every single one of you guys. So be sure to let us know in the comments down below what you think of this review or this movie that we are about to talk about. A franchise indeed, you know, ape strong together. Yeah, Angela, what are we talking about today?
Oh, this one's been on our radar for so long. Yeah. It gets us so excited. Today we are reviewing The Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, guys, has a synopsis story of many years after the reign of Caesar, a young ape goes on a journey that will lead him to question everything he's been taught about the past and make choices that will define a future for apes and humans alike. This actually is also directed by Wes Paul, Freya Allen, Kevin Durand, William Macy, and of course stars the one and only, which we do see a lot in the trailer, Owen Teague, which plays Noah. Mm-hmm. So Noah's actually spelled very differently in the
it's just missing the H.
So Angela, you know, we talk about movies all the time here at Animal City Movie Talk. What was your official? I mean, if you haven't already, check out our outdated reaction. If you want to see our, then we're gonna go full depth in here, so it's gonna be a little bit more in depth of exactly what we thought of this. We're not gonna mention any spoilers though. No spoilers whatsoever. No spoiler review, guys. So we're not gonna mention any spoilers for it and everything. The only thing we're kind of probably mention the spoiler is gonna be the runtime, but that's everyone can look that up. So but yeah, anyways, what did you think of this movie, Angela, right off the bat?
So I will preface this again by saying I have not seen the classics.
I know. I'm gonna schooler coming up this week. We've been planning to it. It's just been a little bit tied up, busy with our normal jobs. So that is gonna happen. So definitely long overdue.
That being said, I am going to this movie. I didn't even know they made a remake in the 2000s with Mark Wahlberg. You told me about that on the way here, back home. Again, I've only seen this rebooted franchise, right?
Yeah.
Starting with Rise and Dawn and War. So, and then now it's Kingdom. So it's the fourth movie of this franchise. It's all I've seen.
Yeah.
And I mentioned this in the reaction. I was a little unsure going into this. This is the fourth movie of this franchise. I wasn't sure where they're going to go now that Caesar is no longer with us.
Yeah.
But I loved this story. Like, I the continuation, it's many generations later. You see where, like, kind of like apes are at, civilizations at, kind of, you know, get the gist of everyday life. It's so good. It's told so well. Mm-hmm. And I really like that. I really, it ties to like the earlier films in this franchise. And I really like that. I will say I loved, even though we don't have Caesar anymore, I'm sorry. I love these new set of characters. You just instantly love them, fall for them. You want them to succeed. You want them to survive. You want them to overcome the trials that they're facing. Yeah. You know, what's going on. Again, no spoilers. But you love the characters right off the bat. At least I did. And I will say that's just boils down to really great storytelling, to be honest. And I think for the fourth movie in this franchise, it's still going strong. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, can still continue to go strong as long as they have the right story.
Yeah.
I think this is just a testament of, like, kudos to the director and everyone that went into this. It was told the flow was nice. It was told spectacularly. The cast was exceptional. It was a really, really good movie.
You know, first and foremost, I do want to say that was my major concern as well, was that Caesar was a huge part in the franchise ever since they revamped the James Franco version. And you haven't even seen the Mark Wahlberg version, which is the early 2001. Knowing that this is all connected with the James Franco, you know, that really restart the franchise. And it regenerated itself from the get-go and from the beginning before in our current time when the film did come out. So with that being said and everything, Andy Serkis, first and foremost, I do want to bravo to you, buddy, because you did a fantastic job playing Caesar, playing that character. Have us fall in love with apes. It's crazy. You know, that's the thing, too, is that with the way that Andy Serkis does, I mean, he did that with Gollum. He just does something so spectacular that he really captivates us to be so interested in apes. and captivates that human, even though they're not humans, but he really does. I mean, the eyes, everything. It's just the human emotion into the ape. That's so genuine. That's so, in a way, somewhat relatable. I know that's crazy, right? Mm-hmm. Somewhat relatable. But at the same time, though, obviously, Andy Serkis is not in this movie. Mm. I got to say, though, that they actually kept that. That was the only thing I was worried about, because who's going to be the main character? And we found out it was Noel, which is Owen Teague. I'm going to be very, very worried, because can he captivate us as much as Andy Serkis did? And that was my only concern. Small little concern. And can they really captivate what the other past movies have done? You know, the past movies have done, they've done so great comedy. Oh my God. Just one-liners. Who would have thought you need good writing to make a great movie? Who would have thought that? Mm-hmm. And is the problem with the writing? Hell no. The writing in here is so good. I actually love the screenplay. The screenplay is well put together. There's so many moments in here where, like, you're into this ape-full world, and you're shocked that a human can talk with them, and you express your emotion because they're expressing their shockingness because a human can talk, because only apes can talk. Apes speak together.
Because of the virus,
yeah,
right? Exactly. The virus that breaks out, it's established already that it not only, you know, has wiped off a lot of people, but it has, you know, affected the intelligence of humans, the survivors.
Yeah, and we saw that more so in the last movie with Woody Harrelson as well. But regardless, though, one of the things I do appreciate, it kept, there's a few things here, three things. One, the nostalgia. Oh my God. We're not going to mention it. There's so much nostalgia in here that comes back to the original Planet of the Apes that came out, the original. And that's the thing too. When we talk about, like, hey, remember this? Yeah. They usually kind of force it down our throats a little bit. They force it like, hey, remember this. It's just, they kind of like, movies tend to do that. This did not happen in that case. It was so genuine and so flowed natural with the movie itself. We talk about the runtime of this movie. The runtime of this movie was 2 hours and 25 minutes. I gotta admit, I was kind of worried about the runtime, but because this is the longest Planet of the Apes movie from the new franchise. So I was all like, I don't know. Can it be entertaining? And it very much so is. One of the things I did appreciate as well was Owen Teague actually carried us so much in the movie to where, I mean, in the trailers, we get a sense to where at the first second that I saw Noah's character, I immediately thought it was like a direct, and then again, they don't touch up on it, a direct descendant from Caesar, because he kind of looks like Caesar. I don't know if that's on purpose. Maybe we're reading into it too much. Put a comment down below. Maybe Ryan, you guys are crazy.
I don't think that was a coincidence. Yeah. It was intentional.
And then the villain.
King Proximus.
Yeah. And again,
Kevin Durant, though, he was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like the actor, but he did such a great job.
So the king, that's, we see him in the trailer, he actually looks like Koba a little bit. So again, I don't know if that's on purpose.
I'm just
throwing it out there, but for the out there in the universe, if you will. But another thing too that I really am damn well appreciative is the expressions we get. They go so well, and they're apes, and it's just everything when it comes down to, like, and I even read that Andy Serkis was helping them act. Because it's all CGI, obviously, right? CGI was so well put together for one.
Yeah, but it's still like, and then, them, yeah, like underneath. They have to still, it's just the.
That he actually did help the other people who were pretending or who were acting to be apes to really carry that. And I appreciate that, because the Andy Serkis, I mean, granted, he directed the last Venom, which I did not like. He's still a phenomenal actor in that aspect. I really enjoyed him. As Caesar, I will forever enjoy him as Caesar Gollum and those characters that really just shaped the franchise on its own right. We do recommend this movie to go see it out, and the biggest screen possible, which is IMAX. We do recommend that to go see it in, because it's beautifully shot. Everything is so beautiful in this movie. And they talk about the ape evolution, just a whole aspect of, like, where are they at in this so many years later after Caesar.
I like, though, that they didn't say exactly, you know, like, yeah, it was just many generations.
Because I think it's open-ended, and again, we're not gonna talk about spoilers or anything. I think it's open-ended to where, like, they don't want to give it a time frame because they want it to where like they can still continue and still work with the if we want to do another franchise.
And that's another thing too. Do you think, given the way it ended and the way it was, you know, written,
I mean,
is there a possibility there could be more films to come?
Yes. Oh yeah. I think here's the thing. They ended this movie like the other past movies have ended. Very open-ended. Besides Caesar dying in the last one. I'm sorry if you haven't seen the last one, but obviously from the trailer, you have to know Caesar's not in it. But I got to say, though, you know, for the most part, it ends like the other movies have, and it's very open-ended, and I love that a lot. Mm-hmm. I really do. Wes Ball actually directed all the Maze Runner movies.
Which I love.
And they actually, I did hear that they're trying to revamp or refranchise the whole thing. I know. Dylan O'Brien's her boy. But anyways, going back into this film and everything, one of the things I really did appreciate as well was the jokes, the humor is well written again, all over again. Mm-hmm. And I had a great time in the theater. This was a fantastic movie. We got the popcorn buckets.
Regal. Saw them. They have the matching tin popcorn bucket with the drink.
Yeah.
Super cool. So if you have a Regal near you, definitely check it out. See if it's still available.
Check it out.
We're sucker for popcorn buckets.
Yeah, we tend to buy a lot of them. I mean, we just tend to, especially with they're such iconic movies, and of course we did for Dune Part 2 as well. I mean, this movie is beautifully shot. Again, it's all CGI, of course, but the CGI, it was very, very well put together, and we'll leave it at that. Was this the fun we deserve? Say hell yes it was. I have a problem with the runtime. I feel like, and another thing too I do want to mention, and I did mention in the other theater reaction, was the character development in here is so put together very, very, very well. Indeed it is. Mm. And it's so good to where you care about these characters, so very well put together. And it's crazy because we always talk about that, how so many problems where if something bad happens to the main character or to the supporting characters, we don't give a shit. Like it's sometimes it happens like that. And I hate that because they don't give us, they don't give us time to really connect or connect with your audience, like movies to really or characters to connect with your audience, and I don't like that one bit. So
every single character that like from this, you know, clan
or just
that
a French
or no, it's part of. Yeah. You're just like, oh no, make it out safe, like please.
Yeah, yeah.
Even and it's not a spoiler because it's in the trailer. The Eagles, and there's a reason for the Eagles. We'll explain it. But even the Eagles, you're like, make it out, like you want the main characters to succeed, to overcome what's happening to them. And like I said, you fall in love with all the characters, the main characters, easily.
Yeah, you do.
And it's again, it boils down to great story writing. And I absolutely love the way they flowed. I think it was such a great job. So if you are on the fence, you're like, oh, it's a fourth movie.
Go check it out.
Definitely.
It's definitely a must watch for, you know, it's definitely going to make, as of right now, it's definitely going to make my top 10 of 2024, definitely.
I hope it makes pretty good in box office.
Yeah, I hope so. I think it will because our theater was pretty much sold out, which I'm very surprised on a Wednesday night, and people knew it was an early screening, so I'm pretty sure it's going to do great. And the word of mouth, too, this is 86% on Rotten Tomatoes, and I feel like it's going to get a little bit higher, maybe drop a little bit, but it's going to stay in the 80s. I think it'll stay in the 80s, if my point of opinion, because I feel like that most people, it's not getting too mixed, but mostly positive reviews, and I really hope so in that part. But rating 1 out of 10, 10 be the highest. Speaking of ratings, what are you going to give this movie, Angela? Rating 1 out of 10, 10.
I'll give it an 8.5 10, 10? Because I really, really liked story, the characters. It was, even though most of it is CGI, it was done very, very well. So I would give it a solid 8.5.
Oh wow. That's good. Okay. So after watching it and everything, and after really connecting with Noah and everything, with Owen Teague's character, when I, you know, the outcome of this story, the apes, the whole period piece where it's so much nostalgia, a lot of the period scenes that I really thought that like people would get upset about, with like, oh, we already saw that in the original. They did it so, they revamped it, re-CGI'd it, because back then it was makeup. It's definitely different. I love it. It worked for me. I don't know if it's gonna work for you guys, but it worked for me so much. And I gotta say though, I'm gonna give it an 8.5. Give it an 8.5 out of 10. I really did enjoy this movie a lot, and I appreciate all the people who came into it, because you could feel, just like with Dune Part 2, you can really feel that they were really into it, and even more so the characters, the development, everything is so well put together. And I can't wait to buy this on Steelbook. I'm going to definitely buy this on Steelbook for my movie collection, because this is definitely going to be...
Yeah, we already own the other three.
Yeah, this is definitely going to be a top 10 of 2024. As of right now, it's making my top 10. I don't know where it's at on the list yet, but we'll definitely, maybe halfway through the year in July, we'll do like a top 10 as of right now in July of 2024.
Yeah, it's just
and then we'll see if it revamps later the year. So yeah,
there's been a lot of good movies coming out, and there's gonna be a lot more coming out later on.
Yep,
so it's
I'm excited.
Definitely the contender.
Summer of Movies is coming, and we'll be publishing. So you know what to do, guys. Subscribe to us because we will be publishing 3 movie reviews a week. Summer's coming around the corner.
Gosh.
We'll be nonstop busy, and it'll be 100 degrees here in Texas.
Over 100.
Yeah, over 100. All right, guys. Thank you so much for making this a part of your day. Question is for you guys. What did you think? Did you love Kingdom Planet of the Apes? Are you excited for it? Are you haven't even seen it, but you watched our review anyways? Put a comment down below, guys. How excited are you for watching this movie? Or if you have seen it, let us know in the comments down below. We love talking movies with every single one of you guys. And let us know your thoughts. All right, guys, as always, I'm your host, Ryan D. Ryan 680.
I'm Angela at the Caliente.
This is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. You know what to do, and see you at the movies.